religion, our world would sink back into the poverty and chaos and corruption that spawned wars and terrorism in earlier years. With fusion, we are lifting the standards of living for even the poorest of the poor, bringing hope and salvation to the darkest corners of the earth. Grant thought he understood, and the fuels for fusion, the isotopes of hydrogen and helium, they come from Jupiter. That is correct, Beach said, nodding gravely. The first fusion power plants ran on isotopes dug up on the moon, but that was too expensive. Jupiter's atmosphere is thick with fusion fuels. Automated scoop ships bring us those isotopes by the ton. Grant asked, but what's that got to do with the scientific research being done at Jupiter? Beach spread his hands in a don't blame me gesture. When we of the New Morality pointed out that the money spent on those scientists could be better spent here on Earth, the humanists of the IAA and the major money brokers of our global economy demanded that the research be allowed to continue. They absolutely refused to shut down their research activities. Good, thought Grant. So the compromise was struck. The scientists could continue their work as long as it was paid for out of the profits from the scoop ship operations. The fusion fuels pay for the research operations, Grant said. Yes, that's the way it's been for the past 10 years. But what does all this have to do with me? Why are you sending me to Jupiter? We know what the scientists are doing on the moons of Jupiter, but last year they sent a probe into the planet itself. Well, they send lots of probes to Jupiter, Grant pointed out. This one was manned, said Beach. Grant gasped with surprise. A manned probe? Are you certain? I never heard anything about that. Neither did we. They did it in secret. No. How could... That is why you are being sent to Jupiter. To find out what those godless humanists are trying to achieve, Beach said flatly. Me? You want me to spy on them? We need to know what they are doing, and why they are not reporting their activities, not even to the IAA. But I'm no spy, I'm a scientist myself. Beach's solemn expression deepened into a scowl. Mr. Archer, I'm sure that you assume that you can be a scientist and a believer, both at the same time. Yes, there's no fundamental conflict between science and faith, perhaps. But out there at the research station in Jupiter orbit, scientists are doing something that they don't want us to know about. And we must find out what they're up to. But why me? God works in mysterious ways, my boy. You have been chosen. Accept that fact. It's going to ruin my life, Grant argued. 4 years away from my wife, 4 years wasted out there doing God knows what. I'll never get my doctorate. Beach nodded again. It's a sacrifice, I realize that, but it's a sacrifice you should be glad to offer up to heaven. That's easy for you to say. I'm the one whose life is being turned upside down. Let me explain something to you, Beach said, tapping the paper-strewn desk with a fingertip. Do you have any idea of what the world was like before the New Morality and similar organizations gained political power across most of the world? Grant squirmed slightly in his chair. There were lots of problems. Beach spat out a single sharp, ha! His eyes were the color of a lion's, Grant realized. He was staring at Grant the way a lion watches a gazelle. I mean, economically, socially, the world was a cesspool, Beach snapped. Corruption everywhere. No moral leadership at all. The politicians gave in to every whim that any pressure group expressed. They took polls and strove for popularity, while the people's real problems festered. The gap between the rich and poor got wider, Grant recited, recalling his high school lessons. And that led to terrorism, wars, crime, Beach agreed, his voice rising slightly. Civil wars all over the world. Terrorists with biological weapons. The Calcutta disaster, said Grant, 3 million people killed. In Sao Paulo, another 2 million. Grant had seen the videos in school, piles of dead bodies in the streets, emergency workers in spacesuits to protect them from the lethal biological agents in the air. Governments were paralyzed, unable to act, Beach said firmly, until the spirit of God was returned to the corridors of power. It was something of a miracle, wasn't it? Grant muttered. Beach shook his head. No miracle. Hard work by honest, God-fearing people. We took control of governments all around the world, the new morality, the light of Allah, the holy disciples in Europe. The new Tao movement in Asia, Grant added. Yes, yes, said Beach. And why were we successful in bringing moral strength and wisdom into the political arena? Because religion is a digital system. Digital? Digital. Religious precepts are based on moral principles. There is right and there is wrong. Nothing in between. Nothing. No wiggle room for the politicians to sneak through. Right or wrong, black or white, on or off. Digital. That's why the new morality succeeded where other reform movements failed, Grant said with a new understanding. Exactly. That's why we were able to clean up the crime-ridden streets of our cities. That's why we were able to put an end to all these self-styled civil rights groups that actually wanted nothing less than a license to commit any sinful acts they wanted to. That's why we could bring order and stability to the nation and to the whole world. Grant had to admit that from what he'd learned of history, the world was far better off with God-fearing, morally straight governments in power than it had been in the old, corrupt, licentious days. We are doing God's work, Beach went on, sitting even straighter than before, his hands splayed on the desktop, his eyes burning. We are feeding the poor, bringing education and enlightenment to all, even in the worst parts of Asia and Africa and South America. We have stabilized world population growth without murdering the unborn. We are raising the standard of living for the poorest of the poor. His mind spinning, Grant heard himself ask, But what does this have to do with Jupiter and me? Beach eyed him sternly. Young man, there comes a point in everyone's life when he must make the choice between good and evil. You've got to decide which side you're on, God or Mammon. I don't understand. The scientists out at Jupiter are up to something, something that they want to keep secret. We must find out what they are doing and why they are trying to hide their actions from us. Shouldn't that be a task for the IAA? Grant asked. I mean, they're the organization that directs the scientific research. We have representatives on the International Astronautical Authority. Then shouldn't you leave it to the IAA? With an almost pitying expression, Beach said, The price of great power is great responsibility. In order to maintain stability, to make certain that no one, no scientist or revolutionary or terrorist madman, can threaten all that we've worked so hard to achieve, we must control everyone everywhere. Control everyone? Yes. Those scientists at Jupiter think that they are beyond our control. We must teach them otherwise. You are our chosen agent to begin this process. You will help us to learn what they are doing and why they are doing it. Grant was too confused to reply. He realized that the decision had already been made. He was going to Jupiter. They expected him to find out what the scientists were doing there. He could not avoid this duty. He sat before Beach's desk, his mind a whirl, torn between the duty that he knew he could not avoid and resentment at having absolutely no voice in the decision that would determine the next 4 years of his life. Like it or not, he was going to Jupiter. Then Beach added, with a slow, unexpected smile, Of course, if you find out what they're up to quickly enough, perhaps we can arrange to transfer you to another research facility, such as the Farside Observatory. Farside? Grant clutched at the straw. Nodding solemnly, Beach said, It might be arranged, in return for satisfactory performance. Grant's sudden burst of hope faded. carrot and stick